Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is Friday. Yes, it is. Once again, Friday, and it's time for another uncloseted riff and rant. As you know, these are just little things that I kind of go off on at the end of each week, something that maybe struck me or got me thinking that always relate to how we make big, bold moves to live our life uncloseted. And I was listening to a podcast, I don't remember, I want to say it was probably my good friend Jonathan Fields' podcast, The Good Life Project, and there was something said about raw honesty, and I happened to be out walking and getting my morning exercise, doing a little walk-run, and I stopped dead in my tracks because I was like, yeah, raw honesty, that is one of the pillars to living your life uncloseted. Because you see, when you get really raw and honest with yourself about what you want to do and how you want to be and how you want to show up in the world, then you can live your life uncloseted. But, and this is the big but, oftentimes we start getting wishy-washy. In fact, I was just doing a call with one of my groups and somebody brought up that phrase, wishy-washy. And I thought, yes, that's one of the things I want to talk about in the raw honesty piece, because we can go be real raw and honest, but then we start going, well, maybe if I say that, somebody's not going to like that, or I don't know if I'm 100% convinced that's what I really feel. To be raw and honest, you can't be wishy-washy. You got to be focused. You got to be staying the course. You got to know this is who you are, and this is how you want to show up in the world. The other thing that happens is oftentimes when we get to that raw, honest place, we let others dictate what that raw honesty might look like. And I find that very difficult for me to be raw and honest when I'm worried about what others are going to think or how they want me to show up in the world. And what I discovered as I started thinking about, okay, this whole thing about what others think is I can't be honest. When I'm distracted by what others think, I cannot be raw and I can't be honest because I'm too concerned about being what everybody else wants me to be. And then what happens is I start feeling guilt and shame. And I know I've talked about this before, but I'm going to bring it up again because I think it's so important. Guilt is about something that we have done. Shame is about who we are. And if you can get past the guilt of being doing something or having done something, then you can be really raw and honest. And if you can overcome the shame of who you are, you can be real raw and honest. So why am I talking about this? Because I think so many, many, many times we're afraid to be raw and honest with each other. Yet when we do it and we do it well, then we get to the truth. Then we let go of guilt. Then we let go of shame. And the honest to God truth is the more raw and honest you can be, the more you inspire others to be raw and honest. How do I know this to be true? Because I was at a networking event the other night, and I'm not Mr. Networker. I don't enjoy them a lot, but I do particularly like this one. And after we got done doing some of the activities, we were just kind of mixing and mingling, and a gal came over to me. And she started talking about her business, and she said, you know, you said something about making really bold moves. And she goes, it intrigued me. And I said, well, why was that? And she goes, well, you know, I'm really truthfully wanting to work with a certain segment of people. And I know I really enjoy that. And I stopped her right there, and I said, then what do you need to be boldly, raw, and honest about with yourself? Yeah, it got quiet just like that. She didn't know what to say because nobody had said to her, what do you need to be boldly, raw, and honest about with yourself in order to make that happen? None of us were trained to be raw and honest with each other. We've been trained to be the politically correct, which has its place. But sometimes we've got to be raw and honest with each other so that we can have fun, so that we can move relationships forward, so that we can get things done. And to me, those are the moments that when we can be raw and honest, we contribute to humanity in the best way possible so that everyone can step out of their closets and live their life uncloseted. So that's it. I'm going to leave you to noodle on that one for the rest of the day today on Friday. Maybe noodle on it over the weekend, and maybe, just maybe, have a few raw, honest conversations with yourself and other people this weekend. Take care, everyone, and thanks for listening to The Coming Out Lounge. I'm Rick Clemens, and just a few weeks, I know I keep saying it, we're going to be transitioning to Life Uncloseted. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care.